I thought that seeing him without his group might be unsettling, like finding a single arm on the sidewalk. But Thad was fully capable of operating independently. Watching him in action, I understood that his popularity was not an accident. Unlike a normal human being, he possessed an uncanny ability to please people. There was no sucking up or awkward maneuvering to fit the will of others. Rather, much like a Whitman sampler, he seemed to offer a little bit of everything. Pass on his athletic ability, and you might partake of his excellent manners, his confidence, his cultish enthusiasm. Even his parents seemed invigorated by his presence, uncrossing their legs and sitting up just a little bit straighter as he took a seat beside them. Had the circumstances been different, my father would have been all over him, probably going so far as to call him son. But money was involved, and so he steeled himself. "All right, then," Mr. Pope said. "Now that everyone's accounted for, I'm hoping we can clear this up. Sticks and stones aside, I suspect that this all comes down to a little misunderstanding between friends." I lowered my eyes, waiting for Thad to set his father straight. "Friends? With him?" I expected laughter, or the famous Thad snort, but instead he said nothing. And with his silence, he won me completely. A little misunderstanding, that's exactly what it was. How could I have not seen that earlier? The immediate goal was to save my friend, and so I claimed to have essentially thrown myself in the path of Thad's fast-moving rock. "What the hell was he throwing rocks for?" my father asked. "What the hell was he throwing them at?" Mrs. Pope frowned, implying that such language was not welcome in the rumpus room. "I mean, Jesus Christ, the guy's got to be a complete idiot." Thad swore he hadn't been aiming.